Good morning, Rogue Valley. This is Jeffrey Howd, and you're tuned in to the Rogue Valley Pulse, your local podcast. Today in the news, I have some details on the Brits' 2025 summer lineup, federal plans to sell multiple buildings in Medford, and the growth of the housing market in Jackson County. The community spotlight is the Rogue Valley Symphony. For the weekend events, I have First Friday Art Walk, the Chocolate Festival, Children's Day at Crater Rock Museum, the Jackson County Flea Market, and music by Allison Skull and Victor Martin. All this in your weekend weather here on the Rogue Valley Pulse. The Brit Music and Art Festival has unveiled its impressive lineup for the 2025 summer season, featuring Grammy-winning artists and beloved musical acts across diverse genres. The Jacksonville venue continues its tradition of presenting world-class performances in its picturesque outdoor setting. Three-time Grammy winner Ben Harper and the Innocent Criminals will showcase Harper's genre-defying talents that span rock, folk, blues, and reggae. With 18 studio albums and over 16 million records sold worldwide, Harper's performances promises to be a highlight of the season. Five-time Grammy recipient Keb Mo will share the stage with Sean Colvin, bringing his soulful blend of country and blues that has evolved over four decades of musical innovation. Legendary groups Earth, Wind, and Fire and Chicago will deliver their classic hits, while indie favorites Rainbow Kitten Surprise offers contemporary sounds. The Australian Pink Floyd show returns with their spectacular Wish You Were Here tribute. Other notable performers include Regina Spektor, Brothers Osborne, Andy Grammer, and Gregory Allen Iskovov. Bluesgrass enthusiasts can look forward to the Leftover Salmon and the infamous String Dusters with Kitchen Dwellers. The Brit Festival Orchestra will perform orchestra masterpieces, including two evenings of Jurassic Park in concert with John Williams' iconic score performed live to picture. The James A. Redden U.S. Courthouse in Medford has been identified as one of the hundreds of federal properties across the country designated for disposal by the federal government. The courthouse is among 10 buildings in Oregon that the U.S. General Administration, GSA, has marked for potential sale. The U.S. Courthouse currently serves as a federal courthouse for the United States District Court for the District of Oregon. It houses a full-time judge, attorneys from the U.S. Attorney's Office, and the U.S. Marshals Service, and probation and pretrial services. In addition to the courthouse, two other Medford properties are on the disposal list, the USGS building and the USGS warehouse. The administration also has announced plans to cancel leases for the Food and Drug Administration offices in Medford, among other Oregon cities. The housing market in Jackson County has continued its upward trend according to the latest figures released by the Rogue Valley Association of Realtors. Existing urban home sales have increased significantly, with 381 homes sold during the December 2024 to February 2025 period, compared to 344 during the same time frame last year, marking a 10.7% increase. The countywide median price reached $415,000, up 3.8% from the previous year's $400,000. New construction has also seen notable growth, with newly built homes sales increasing from 80 to 63 during the same period last year. The residential inventory of homes on the market has expanded by 12%, with 654 homes available compared to 584 during the same period last year. The rural housing market in Jackson County has experienced even more substantial growth, with the median price for rural homes reaching $617,000, a 12.3% increase from $550,000 during the same period last year. Our community spotlight this week is the Rogue Valley Symphony. From its humble beginnings in 1967 to its current status as a regional cultural cornerstone, the Rogue Valley Symphony has established itself as a vital institution, enriching Southern Oregon through music. Founded in 1967 by Frederick Palmer, an assistant professor at Southern Oregon University College, the Rogue Valley Symphony began with approximately 55 musicians and a modest budget of $4,500. The symphony's first performances took place in November 16th of that same year, at Medford's Mid-High School Auditorium. From its inception, performances rotated between venues in Ashland, Medford, and Grants Pass, establishing a regional presence that continues today. A significant period of growth began with the appointment of Dr. Martin Magoot as musical director in 2010. Under his leadership, the orchestra has more than doubled its annual budget, expanded to 6 masterworks series, and increased its size from approximately 60 to 80 performers. The symphony maintains several key educational programs that reach thousands of students throughout Southern Oregon. The Classical Coaches in the Classroom program serves more than 1,000 students in grades 6 to 12 each school year, while the Musical Mentor program provides free private music lessons to students with financial need. The Link-Up program, created in partnerships with Carnegie Hall, offers a comprehensive musical experience for students in grades 3 through 5, culminating in performances where the students play alongside professional musicians. The current season marks 15 years of excellence under musical director Martin Magoot. The next major performance is Masterwork 6, Visit the Grand Canyon, scheduled for April 25th through 26th at the Criterion Theater in Medford and on the 27th in Grants Pass. In addition to the Masterwork series, the symphony presents special events throughout the year, including a summer series of chamber orchestra concerts and the annual holiday celebrations. For more information, you can visit the rvsymphony.org. If you're looking for something to do this weekend, I've got several events for you to choose from. In Ashland, the First Friday Art Walk is back. Take a self-guided tour through art studios in downtown Ashland. Galleries are open from 5 to 8. A map of these galleries can be picked up any of the participating locations or visit ashlandgalleries.com for more information. The 21st Annual Oregon Chocolate Festival takes place on Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 4 at the Ashland Hills Hotel. This delectable event features a two-day festival vendors marketplace where attendees can taste delicious creations by chocolatiers from across the West Coast, along with their offerings from winemakers and various other artisans. The festival provides a complete immersion into the world of chocolate making through educational sessions, demonstrations, and tastings, showcasing a different chocolate variety from dark and milk to white and exotic blends. Visitors can vote for their favorite chocolatiers and see which artisan will win the 2025 chocolate product competition judged by experts. With activities suited for all ages, including chocolate-themed games for children, the event promises a sweet experience for everyone. Tickets are $25 for one day, and a two-day pass is $45. Kids' Day at the Crater Lake Museum takes place on the second Saturday of each month. The museum dedicates this special day to introducing children to earth sciences, fossils, dinosaurs, and various geological wonders in an engaging, accessible format. The event runs from 10:30 to 3:30, making it an ideal weekend activity for families in Southern Oregon. Throughout the day, the museum offers a 20-minute educational classes that begin on the half hour, starting at 10:30, with the final class commencing at 2:30. These short focus sessions are specially designed to capture children's attention while conveying the important scientific concepts in an age-appropriate manner. After participating in these classes, families are encouraged to explore the museum's extensive collection at their own pace. The Jackson County Flea Market is back on Sunday. Come shop over 300 tables of new and used items, including toys, holiday items, tools, clothing, candies, antiques and collectibles, trading cards, and much more. Admission is $2. Kids under 12 are free. Door prize drawings every 30 minutes from 9 until 2 at the Jackson County Expo. Also on Sunday at Dos Mariposas Vineyard is Allison Skull and Victor Martin. A dynamic duo hailing from the Medford area will play their unique blend of jazz, folk, blues, and a touch of funk. which creates a captivated musical experience. Allison's soulful vocals and guitar, combined with Victor's expressive tenor saxophone, deliver performances that resonate with audiences of all ages. From 3 till 5 o'clock on Sunday. For more information on these events or other events, visit therogueValleyPulse.com. The weekend weather is looking pretty good. On Friday, Grants Pass will experience partially cloudy to clear conditions with highs 50 to 54 and overnight lows 30 to 34. Medford residents can expect sunny skies with temperatures reaching 59 and dropping to around 34 overnight. Ashland will see sunny skies with highs near 59 and lows from 34 to 36. On Saturday, all three cities will enjoy sunny conditions with Grants Pass reaching 54 to 55, Medford hitting 65, and Ashland warming up to between 64 and 65. On Sunday, the region transitions to partly cloudy conditions with Grants Pass at 48, Medford at 62, and Ashland reaching 62 to 64 degrees. Conditions remain dry with no precipitation expected. Morning temperatures will be considerably cooler than afternoon highs throughout the weekend, so dressing in layers is advisable for those planning outdoor activities. That's it for now, Rogue Valley. Until next Friday, have a fantastic week, and I'll catch you next time on The Pulse. We'll go out with music from Allison Skull and Victor Martin. Rogue Valley Pulse is sponsored by HOZT.com, your local web development specialist. With over 25 years experience in building websites that work for you and your business. From lightning fast static sites to e-commerce sites, we have you covered. Consider host.com for your next online project.